evening, Patriots. Yes, if you didn't hear, YouTube suspended the Bards FM account again for 2 weeks. It's amazing. We were on for 3 days. New record. And this is why. You ready? Because Dr. Lee Merritt, in her interview, violated the medical community guidelines on YouTube. Do you think maybe they're afraid of something? Think maybe they're afraid of the truth coming out? Think maybe they were gonna people are gonna have a little bit of a fit when they find out that they were injected with an mRNA experimental prototype vaccine that's been developed over the years for the sole purpose of controlling people with a coded piece of mRNA that nobody knows what they coded it with? That the VAERS death numbers are 3,800 plus dead and over 100,000 of severe medical reactions? That those numbers are underreported by 100 times, thanks to the Harvard study that revealed the truth? You think people might get a little bit upset about that? Think people might get a little bit upset when they discover that, as of right now, what's in them has the ability to control them and totally take over their mind? That's the latest. Not kidding about that either. That whatever's in that damn injection, they literally are getting to a place where they can control the population like zombies. Now you have to wonder why the Marines a few years back were doing drills on how to defend against zombies, or why CDC has how to defend against a zombie on their websites. This is worse than anything I've ever imagined. And then you have to ask the question, and everyone needs to be asking the question, why has not one single leader, not one, whether it's corporate, with the exception of Mike Lindell, whether it's corporate, whether it's government, whether it's military, whether it's media, why has not one single person, other than the Patriots that are out here fighting, called out the vaccine, mentioned the VAERS number, has made any notion of it whatsoever? This is quickly evolving to make Nuremberg trials of Germany look like a preschool. And I will tell you, regardless of what the situation is, no matter who they are, at the end of the day, every person that has promoted this injection, every person that has been silent on this injection, every person that has encouraged their patients to take this injection, doctors and nurses, corporations, politicians, presidents of the United States, presidents of other countries, I don't care who you are, you're going to have to stand in front of the Nuremberg trial and you're going to have to explain yourself to the world. Sorry, just the way it goes. It's going to be a harsh reality when the hand comes, because that is ultimately, people need to understand the truth. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you about our incredible relationship now with MyPillow, Mike Lindell's great product line. Bathrobes, my slippers, pillows, super duper pillows. He's got three different types of pillows now, by the way. Sheets, comforters, dog beds, I mean, you name it. I mean, it's like Bed Bath & Beyond times 1,000, and who wants Bed Bath & Beyond when they've got a bunch of communists running it, and we have a patriot, Mike Lindell, and he's got a patriot company, and who loves God. I can't think of a better mix. And he's so cool, and his team is so cool, that they gave a special, ready for this? A special Bards discount code. And what is it? I'll bet you can't even guess. You got it. It's BARDS, Bards. That's the discount code. So you just cruise on over there and you go type, Bards. Bam. Just like that. Just like magic. I tried it the other day. Like the money just vanishes off your screen and all of a sudden you're like, wow, what happened? I just got a major discount. What just happened? because Bards got put in there. It's just like that. Bam. You can also call 1-800-975-2939. Talk to them on the phone and say, how did you find out about us? You're like, Bards sent me, man. I want that promo code Bards. I want my savings. B-A-R-D-S. They'll be like, no problem. Here you go. So cruise on over there. And get on that site and support Mike Lindell and his wonderful team. Incredible marketing manager over there, Don. He's got a great assistant, Caitlin. Just great people. It's like one big happy family. They're all just wonderful people. So get on over there and support that great company. Use that Bards promo code. Let's kick it. Let's kick it. Kick it. Let's make BDADs like the number one. They're looking on their list and they're going to be like, what in the world happened to this new account? It's like off the charts. They'll be like, uh-huh. What do you think? We're BDADs, man. We're kicking it. There you go. All right, Patriots. I'll tell you what. I've been really honest. I've never had so much fun doing an ad with somebody because I respect him so much and I love his company and I love Patriots. Man, I'll tell you. Anyway, who doesn't want a MyPillow? Probably communists. That's who. Bunch of communists. Patriots want MyPillows, though. So here's the deal. We're in quite a dilemma as a nation, as a world. Just a little tiny one. It's called life or death. So, you know, it's pretty simple. Life is not difficult. It really isn't. Because it's kind of like this. If you go through life and you're thinking the world is about you, then you live in this sort of earthly thing, whatever it is, okay? But if you go through life and you accept Christ in your heart, and that's, you know, that's got some procedures to it. You kind of got to go down to the river and have somebody baptize you, or you go to the church and have somebody baptize you, whatever you want to do. You got to accept Christ in your heart. It's a pretty important little part of that process there. And with that, you're accepted into the kingdom of God. So the beautiful part about that is you're in God's kingdom now, not in the earthly kingdom, but in God's kingdom. So we're walking around here and we're looking at a bunch of zombies. You're like, wow, that's too bad. And we're over here going, hey, this is pretty cool. We got our MyPillows over here and you guys are walking in zombie land. But we're in God's kingdom. I wonder if we get up and be like, God, can we have a MyPillow? He's like, I already ordered a whole bunch for you. Don't worry. Come on in. Like, oh, thanks, God. That's awesome. I'm going to put on my slippers when I press that button. I'll be like, God, I've got my slippers on and I want the elevator and I'm pressing the button down to the flake of fire and I'm loading them in, but I'm wearing my slippers. Okay. You'd be like, no problem, Patriot. Kick them. No, I give him a little glass of water and a little cookie. Then I press button down. Where's it going? To hell, buddy. Just where you belong. But anyway. So we're walking in this world. I try to keep a straight face on this subject anymore, but I'm just sitting here really kind of stunned at all the people that are literally like rolling up their sleeves going, please, please inject me with an artificial substance so that I can get my right to go back to a restaurant again. And if you make me wear a mask again, that's okay. But please inject me, even though I know that I only have 1% chance of getting sick and dying, and maybe it's less than that. I mean, matter of fact, by my age group, I have like a 0.0003% chance of dying, but that's okay. Give me an injection anyway. Gosh, dang. And just like that, bam, you become a transhuman. It's pretty amazing, actually. And just like that, they get control of your whole circuit system. Yeah, so the term virus, like in the computer sense, that's exactly what they're putting into people, that type of virus. And it's enough to control everything about them. Once they activate this thing, The Walking Dead becomes a real situation. Hornday was selling zombie rounds for a while. Now I begin to understand why. It's like, you weren't kidding. You guys had an inside track on something. Anyway, So the I swear I try to take this serious, and I can't believe the state of the world right now. I've never imagined so many people willfully, like joyfully, like, guess what I got today? What'd you get? I got a vaccine. Huh? I got my vaccine. You ever see Steve Martin's? This is it right here. Steve Martin's the jerk. It's like, the new phone books are here. The new phone books are here. The new phone books are here. This is what we're witnessing. Seriously. I mean, it's like, you're sitting here just in disbelief. You're like, what is wrong with you people? There has got to be some sort of microwave energy that when they inject these people with this thing, all of a sudden it goes right to their brain and it sends in this happy signal. It says, you're going to be happy. It puts this in their subconscious. They're jumping around going, yay, hey, look at me. Gosh dang, man. Look, I don't know. I really don't know how God can even put up with this. Obviously, he's far beyond our comprehension, but I sit there and he's just, I put my human face on this thing and I look, he's got to be going, what? What? I offer you everlasting life. I sacrifice my son for you. I tell you to have no fear. Matter of fact, I've gone so far as to tell you that everything you'll ever need, I shall provide. I've even told you not to have no fear because I'll take care of the whole package for you. I'll deal with vengeance for you because that's my deal. And you just did what? You just got a vaccine that just changed your DNA that I designed, and you're running around here dancing like a dumb fool. Huh. All right. Here, why don't you read this chapter? The chapter that says Sodom and Gomorrah. I'll see you. I'll see you next to the salt pile. I mean, seriously. This is where we are. Literally where we are. But that doesn't take away our responsibility. And one of the big ones is we've got to hold the line in a way we've never imagined. And we have to encourage those other patriots that are on the fence to hold the line. This pressure is going to increase. And it's going to get more devastating. And we are looking at a damage to people that is going to be unprecedented. Now, I truly believe that with prayer, with health, with frequency, and all of us praying and doing what we are capable of doing, I do believe we can heal much of this because it's proven that with frequency that we can heal damaged cells. And I believe that much of this can be reversed with the right type of frequency. And that's the Bard's Pillars, and they're good ones. And I'm saying that only because I shouldn't say it that way, because when I say stuff like that, it sounds like I'm cooing around, and I'm not. This was developed with Dr. Tenpenny. It was developed by the input that's come from Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Lee Merritt, the many, many hours of conversations I've had with Dr. Tenpenny. I mean, these are amazing doctors, and there's more coming on our show, and I'm just blessed that we have them and access to them, and we do. And those pillars are very critical. I'm grateful for all of the ideas, and I'm grateful that they've allowed me to put some input as well. And it's truly five pillars that I think can save lives. When we add the seven pillars of county by county with the five pillars of health, I'm going to tell you what, we're rocking and rolling, taking this world back. And by the way, we're working on getting a pamphlet out on the five pillars of health later this week. I talked to Dr. Tenpenny earlier today. So be prepared for that. But we have to keep to those five pillars. Here's what I'm convinced of, because we are looking at the people that are getting sick, that are keeping up their kind of physical part well. And if you are missing one of those five pillars, I'm absolutely convinced that you're going to have a weakness. And we have to stay strong. That is one of our primary missions right now, is to circle the wagons around ourselves and make sure that each other, we're supporting one another. Iron sharpens iron. Okay? And that's very important. And as lunacy as this moment is, and it is lunacy, there is some very big heartbreaks out here of what's actually happening. People are dying. People are becoming infertile. Women are aborting children or miscarrying. That's a proper term. And our leadership is zip. It's void. And that irritates me to no end. So I'll just keep screaming. And I'll keep, well, I don't scream, but I'll keep talking. And they're not going to stop me. And we're not going to stop us. And we're just going to keep marching and telling the truth and spreading truth and doing everything we can to keep as many people as we can from taking that damn injection. This thing has been designed and engineered to wipe out humanity, to control humanity, to put it under the control of evil. And whatever's happened in their brokered deals behind of these evil, and these people are sick. I don't care. You know, I read this, listen to, if you go back to the interview of Celeste, who had worked for FEMA. She made the comment how a lot of these people are trying to fight for the good side, even though they're inside the bad side. Here's my answer. They're all sick. Every damn one of them. Because even to let this thing perpetuate without a single person standing up and just saying, enough is enough. You know, that's the part that I can't get over. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure the way the histories will be written, there'll be some stupid excuse given to why nothing could be said because of, they were gagged because of, yeah, so whatever. There's no good thing here because we're on the board. The kings and queens are sitting in their castles. The pawns are on the board, and we are the pawns, and we're getting slaughtered by something that we don't have total control over. Always the default is, and I've heard this so much, it's about ready to make me nauseous, and I mean, there is truth to this statement, but I'm going to put a big but at the end of that. And the issue is that nobody's forcing this upon anybody, and they're all making a choice. That's correct. They are. And people are being held accountable for this choice, and some people are dying because of it. So on one hand, we have an entirely brain-dead populace that doesn't want to look at the basic facts that are right there in front of them. It's not hard to find anymore. It's there. On the other hand, there is a moral and ethical responsibility of leaders in this world, I don't care who they are, to speak truth. And if you aren't speaking truth on something of this magnitude, then I'm sorry, you're going to face trial. If I have anything to say about it, you're going against a panel to judge you as a human being and for the crimes against humanity that you've committed by being silent. Silence is a vote. Silence is a vote. And I'm going to make that clear. So, the five pillars, in case those of you don't know, one is prayer. Two is building up your immunity. Three is exercise. Four is music, in particular 432 hertz music if you're listening to it. And to sing music and to create music, play an instrument. Those things are resonant frequencies, especially when you sing. It's God's frequency that comes out within you. And the last one is color frequency. And what color frequency is being exposed to the colors of life. All of those things go in and do an incredible job of diffusing this IED that sits within you. And I think that if you've taken the injection and you now feel like we're picking on you, which we were, and I was, because if you took the injection, you were being an idiot. But that's okay. We'll forgive you for that. So will God. You're still being an idiot. And the point is that whether you like that or not, it's harsh accountability that you're going to have to take. Because here's the deal. If you've taken the injection and you think that it's going to be like, oh, it's all forgiven, wrong answer. Your first step is going to be that you're going to have to get down on your knees and you're going to have to pray for forgiveness because it's accountability to God who you turned your back on. Especially if you were a Christian that accepted Christ into your heart and you walked over and took an injection, I want to know, where is your faith? As Christ said in the back of, in the boat, I'm saying it now as Scott Kesterson, not as repeating Christ's words. Where was your faith? Because apparently you forgot it. And apparently you didn't read the scripture. And apparently you got all wrapped up in your own fear and you forgot one of the principal tenets of being trusting in God, which is have no fear. So when we take those two things, you walk away from God because of you've had weak faith and you put your faith in a man-made salvation. And two, you've had fear. That's two major sins right there. By the way, just so we're clear, whether it's said or not, and I've said it before, but I'm really clear, fear to me is one of the ultimate sins. Because with fear, you completely break down. Everything in your body breaks down. Your defenses break down. Your relationship with God breaks down. And if there's anything right now that we are looking at a world where there is so much breakdown, and it's all geared on one major sin. And that sin is fear. And we need to get back to calling fear a sin. It's not like, oh, don't have any fear because, no, it's a sin. Man, that sucker goes right up there on the top of my list, if not one or two. Fear is a sin. And so the biggest problem that I see with people, and I pray for them, and I hope that they do have the wherewithal and the strength to turn to God and to have the ask for forgiveness for what they've done, because that's where the healing is going to begin. But here's the next part, and it's going to be the hardest part for people that took the injection. It's going to be the realization of what's in them and their commitment to faith and God to let go of the new fear that will develop of the realization that they're walking around with a ticking time bomb. That's a pretty tough one. Remember, I've used that metaphor where we're walking down a river and we start at the headwaters of the river and it's just like a little stream and you're walking along and you're holding hands with your friend. And as you go down farther and farther, the river begins to grow. And as it grows, the river gets wider and we start to pull apart, right? And pretty soon it's like one's on the far bank and you're on here. Now we're walking on the side of God and they're walking on the side of man. And the farther down we go on this river, the river gets wider and wider. The terrain gets different and we can still see each other. We might even be able to hear each other over the roar of the rapids. But the farther we go, the farther apart we become. Until no one says you can't reconnect, but your friend that's over there on the other side that's now walking in the land of man is going to have to swim across this river with all of its current to get back here as the river's moving, and they're going to have to swim across to reconnect. And that swim is going to get difficult. The wider the river gets, the closer the river gets to its outlet. That is the metaphor. It applies here because once you've taken the injection, it isn't just taking accountability, which is a big step. It is a huge step. I mean, you have to come to that place of God and go, God, I did this. I'm sorry. I turned my back on you. I walked away from you in a time. I let fear overcome me and I let go of my faith. You have to do that from your heart to begin this process of healing if you've taken the injection. And Patriots, I'm saying this because we have to get this in our head of how we have to help people. All right. I say these things and yes, I'm sorry. If God smacks me down for this, then I'll take it. But I'm still always going to say it. You took the injection. You're an idiot. All right. It's harsh. I'm about harsh justice. Wake up and realize what you did, because not only did you affect yourself, you've affected other people around you for selfish means. Okay, now that said, we put that off the table. You got smacked upside the head. Well deserved. Now let's move on to the next phase. We want you to heal because we want you to return to the kingdom of God. Here's what you have to do. You've got to begin. You've got to begin by asking for forgiveness. And it's a process of repenting for turning your back on God and the healing of Christ. I'm sorry. It's the way it is. And once you've done that, now comes the big part, and this one's going to be a toughie, because you have to let go of all fear, Now think about that. I'm not telling you you can't, but you're going to have to come to the grips with the fact that you're walking around with a loaded IED inside of you that's built with genetic material and nanotech and a bunch of other stuff that they can frequency control from a distance. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know when it's going to go off. But I know that it's a ticking time bomb. So if you want any chance of healing that, we can give you the five steps, the five pillars of health and healing. And we are who we are. Hopefully all great patriots out here that are following God and listening to this program are going to abide by, because we think it's the best defense out there. All right. And by the way, patriots, when this pamphlet comes out, please share it far and wide. We're trying to get it done by this week. And I'm going to be working on it tonight. I'm going to send it over to Dr. Tenpenny tonight or tomorrow. You know, if you want to talk about an incredible patriot, that's Dr. Tenpenny. She just, man, and she's busier than can be. She's seeing patients every day. They're getting hundreds of calls every day. She's giving classes. If I have a question for her, she makes time. She makes time. All right. So if you get a chance and you want to go over to her site and support her. Oh, and by the way, another thing she's doing it right now. She helped me today. You know what we're doing? And this is amazing. We're launching our own Bard's supplement store. Okay. It's going to be awesome. And guess who's helping put this all together with me? You got it. Our one and only Dr. Tenpenny, who is helping shape this so that we have different packets for people to be able to buy. It's going to be like set packets. It's not going to be like one thing. Okay. So you can go over there and you can buy stuff to help keep you healthy. All right. And that's coming soon. I've got to, like, our website's moving along, and I sent all the stuff to the graphic designer tonight, and we've got it templated out, and I've got to get hold of this company tomorrow to start setting up this very cool supplement store. We're taking it seriously. Okay. I'm working with Dr. Tenpenny to get this pamphlet out. We want people to have it. So when we get it out there, please share it. Man, this is a passion to save lives right now. We're all part of this. We're saving lives. So we go back to the healing part. We've got five pillars now that we think are as solid as we can get at this point in time of how to help people stay strong and continue the perpetual process of healing their body. Because we're under bombardment and we have to keep our body strong and keep it regenerative in that sense, okay? But those that have taken the vax, I believe, and Dr. Tenpenny and I mutually share this. We share this belief. We just don't know exactly how it implements. We believe that everybody that's taken the vax can be healed, but it's a big process to heal it once you've done this dumb act of putting it in you. All right? But the part of that process is scriptural, because we've got to get, or biblical, because we have to get to the place where you repent, you take it back. But then, and that's the key piece here. I've come back to this like five times now. The person, and this is where we as patriots can help people, but they have to hear this. They are going to have to understand what they did. They have to understand what it is that's going on in their bodies. They're going to have to own that. Because it was their decision. Nobody forced it upon them. That's accountability. Once you own that and you turn that over to God and Christ for healing, here's the next piece. You have to let go of the fear. Now, I'm not trying to project fear, but I can guarantee you when somebody finally discovers, like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what did I do? And it's like, you put a technology in you. You didn't put a damn injection in you to help you. You put a technology inside of you. And right now, you're a walking time bomb. And you're spreading this junk to every other people. So what do they have to do? Everybody that's going to discover this is going to have a moment of clutching fear and desperation. That's where their relationship with God has to be strong. And in that place of being so strong, they're going to have to relearn what it's like to come to Christ and to literally turn it over to God to heal, to Christ to heal. They're going to have to turn it over and they're going to have to let go of all their fear in order to heal. Because fear in this is why this thing is so unbelievably deadly. Fear is an activator of some fashion. And all I know is it's tying in with frequency and energy. And as your fear goes up, your frequencies fall and your energy gets weaker and it becomes more accessible to the nanotech, among other things. And that nanotech, it appears, grows like a monster. That's my theory. I'm sticking by it. And if I'm wrong, I'll always say I shouldn't have been wrong. So, one other thing, I need to say this because I saw it here on the board and I'm hearing a lot of talk, and I talked to Dr. Tenpenny about it and everybody's talking about pine needle tea. Okay, take a breath. All right? I can guarantee you that has not been medically established yet. That isn't as healthy as, I know what you're hearing. I know who put it out there. I like the guy, but breathe, okay? There are some very certain steps here, and don't move too fast. You don't want to be the first one on the bus. Let's put it that way. You start overdoing on those things. Pine needle tea does, by the way, have some very negative side effects. So be careful about it. And everybody's like losing their mind today. It's like, oh, Guess what? This is the part I don't get, and I really mean this. Why is it that we're always looking for the mechanical answer first? Why are we not turning to Christ first? Why not always Christ first? Why is it that it's so hard for people to turn to Christ first? Everybody wants the mechanical answer. Give me a pill, make me better. Give me a tea, make me better. Give me a little pinprick. How about this? Notice the order in which we've done the five pillars, and we've done it so well. You have to accept Christ in your heart and your life first, patriots. That's prayer. And I can give you the science behind prayer, but at the end of the day, that's the conversation with God. Yes, there's all sorts of scientific stuff we can show, what prayer does to frequency, what prayer does to your energy, what prayer does to your vibration. Yeah. Okay, that's important. But the bigger part of that importance is, whoa, guess what? You ready for this one? It's going to shock you. Here it comes. Buckle up. It's your relationship, your conversation through Christ to the Father. You're talking to the big man. I would just suggest just something you might want to roll over and mull over in your thoughts tonight when you're having your cup of warm milk and your donut or whatever you're doing it at night. That you might want to just consider the fact that when you're talking to the big guy, it probably has a greater effect than pine needle tea. I don't know. It's just my theory. Could be off. After all, he did was sacrifice his son for all our sins and give us everlasting life. I mean, that or pine needle tea, you take it to me. Man. So what I find is, unfortunately, there's this rush to start pushing product before we push spirituality. And at the core of everything and what we're looking at, we looked at the first principle of this all the way across the board. And what we've really determined is when we look at how the enemy is attacking, they're attacking primarily on frequency. The only way to fight frequency is with frequency. So three of the five elements that we talked about deal directly with frequency, right? Number one, number four, and number five. The other two are common sense, quite frankly, keeping your internal, your perfect system, which is your immune system, keeping it strong and healthy and clean. And the third one is exercise. You got to have exercise. You got to keep your core body, your energy strong, right? But in the process of all of this, as we become strong, there's two challenges we have ahead of us. One is, as people are start to come to the realization of what they've done, and more are, we have to be there to guide. We are the lanterns. We are the light to guide them from the darkness. That means as well, we have to guide them, not become part of their problem. Their fear is not our fear. Their anxiety cannot become our anxiety. And we have to guide them. And when we do that, they're going to hit these anxiety moments. I mean, literally, it's going to be pretty bad. And when we do, we have to guide them through breath. It's a good thing there. I like what I just read. Breath, prayer, and meditation. We have to move them through that. Okay? And they have to, and that accountability is going to be rough. And letting go of their fear. We can't take their fear away. That's a choice they have to make. But if they can't let go of the fear, there's not going to be complete healing. That also goes for us. If we're going to live in a state of anxiety and fear, we're not going to have complete healing. And what I believe, what I truly believe, is that we are going to arrive at a point. Oh, everybody said I was out. Am I back? Was I out of sound? So, okay, good. So anyway, what I truly believe is that we have to keep these vibrations up, because what's happening right now is that, like I said, we're under attack and we've got to keep this strong. So, interesting times we live in, I'll tell you. Ephesians 5:17-22. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. That was Paul. Amazing. And it's right there again. How many times do we find that? A lot, by the way. Singing, making melody, singing hymn, songs. It's the key that unlocks everything. It's the key that makes everything better. So keep the melodies up in your heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you each day for this moment to come together, and we thank you for these days right now where clarity is becoming the gift of sight. Lord, in this time, it's a heavy time as we confront a true evil in our lives. It's a time where we have to stand strong many times on our own. We have to have that strength and that resolve never to give in. And Lord, our strength is with you, but there's a lot of pressure around us. So we pray for those patriots that are out here walking alone, those patriots that are on the fence, those your children out here that are perhaps their footing isn't as strong as it should be. So we pray for them, Lord. We pray that we can reach them. We pray that we can support them. We pray that you'll guide them to our light. We pray that you can help us build our light stronger than ever, that we can be truly those beacons in the darkness, that we can guide them in as the ships are guided by the lighthouses in the fog, that we can bring them to safety into the harbor, that we can help them through this difficult time, to help them find the great strength in a salvation through Christ, the great strength in the humbling before you, the great strength in the light that you ignite within all of us. They can release themselves of their burdens, not carry those burdens, but let them pass them off and stand beautifully as another soldier in your great army, warriors of Christ. Let us all stand boldly in that place, Lord. stand against this evil, to know that there is no fear in our heart. There is no trepidation in our heart. There is no anxiety in our heart. We are simply there beautifully standing with you, with the glory of your love, the joy of all that you give us, knowing that in this place, nothing can rock us from this stance. Nothing. And in this moment, be able to know that every day, every moment, every breath is aligned so perfectly with you that we feel that absolute power of the body of Christ working, that we are healed, that we are strong, and that we truly understand these words through Christ, through him to the Father. Blessed are we for all the sacrifices that have been made to give us everlasting life, and may we never, ever forget that. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. And yes, thank you, Jesus. An amazing time. Challenging time, but an amazing time. And it is a glorious time to live. And we're blessed to be here and have this amazing family that we've been building. Let us continue to build that love and strength with one another. Let us continue to expand out the reach at all that we can to bring as many together as we can. Let us use the words of love that we all carry in our heart to expand this family beautifully, massively. Because if there's one thing that we have to do above all is to give the hope back to the people that have none, to remind them of the light of God, the glory of Jesus Christ, and all that it means to stand here in those days and in that place and in that time. Patriots, I mean what I'm going to say sincerely. We have a beautiful family here that we've built in this digital island. It's a powerful family. And I know that each and every one of us has within us the ability to be one of those great healers, a healers of spirit, the healers of gloom, to bring hope to lives, and most importantly, to let God speak through us to give those words necessary to raise those up out of darkness into the light. I hope you all had a beautiful day. I hope you had a beautiful day with your mother. I read some very strong and passionate testimonials today of people that lost their moms when they were very young. And it's moving. Blessings to all those people. Blessings to everyone who has or has had a mom. Whether she was perfect or imperfect. Let us pray and give blessings for the birth and the life that we each have, thanks to our moms. And if you're someone out there that doesn't have children, you're still a mom in so many ways because you're a woman, and women nurture. And nurturing is what we need a lot of right now in this family and in this world. We have to continue to walk together in this storm. We have to continue to strengthen each other in this storm. It's going to get more intense. So, let's keep our head up, our eyes forward, never bow to evil, never relent, always press into this fight. We are now the leaders in this fight. We are the remnant. We are the ones that are going to bring the light back to this world. It's a big burden to carry if you let it be. Don't let it be. Just consider it an honor and a gift of God that he trusts in us to do just that. We will occupy this land in full once again. Keep our prayers strong and focused. Remember, God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always with us. And he wants us to grow and be as great as we possibly can. He's got this. But we are the ones here, and he needs us to be part of this. So let's honor the Father in the greatest way we can by walking in the light and the body of Christ as he would want us to. So have a blessed evening. See you tomorrow morning. 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Happy Mother's Day again. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
You are a safe place to hide from the rain.